Hey there. Welcome to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and this is episode 144. Today, we are talking about the power of movement, specifically during this quarantine time during the COVID-19 coronavirus crisis. I'm going to give you tips on how to incorporate more movement into your everyday, but also how to give yourself grace and recognize the balance or the boundaries, I guess we can say, of when things have to change, when something's got to give. Now, if you haven't already, don't forget to join our private Facebook group. If you just search Fit Friends Tribe over on Facebook, request to join so I make sure that you're not a robot. That is where we talk weekly about each topic that we're diving into a little bit deeper. It's also a space for you to just connect with other like-minded women who are also going through these same things, sharing the same struggles. And it's a safe space to help us grow together on this intuitive eating journey and creating a happier, healthier relationship with food, exercise, and your body. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food, exercise, and their bodies. I am on a mission to help you redefine the word fit, to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears. So I just finished recording an episode with the host of the shit show of my 20s, and boy, did it take me down memory lane. She asked me to share my story of just share me your story through your 20s. And here I am. It's April. I am about to turn 28 and get married in less than 3 weeks. And I'm like, wait, you want me to tell the story of my 20s? Can I just tell you the story of this month? Because that right there is enough content to get us through the next 3 hours of podcasting. But the point being is, I want you to recognize right now what it is that you're going through and how you're feeling. There's so many times that during this, you know, this crisis, depending on when you're listening to this, who knows, you could be in the future right now and you're listening to this episode that was recorded in 2020 and you're like, what in the world is happening? But recognize where you're at right now and give yourself that space to feel what you're feeling. I was talking to one of my mentors just a few minutes ago, and she sent a message, you know, basically saying everything that her family is going through. They live in California. And she said, yep. And last night in the shower, I just cried. I just had a good cry session, but I wanted to let you know that I am present. I'm right where I'm supposed to be, and it's okay. And it made me laugh because I said, oh my gosh, I cried last night too. Like, I think we're all going through this just wave of emotions, this roller coaster up, down. And it's so weird because, you know, I'm experiencing it at a different rate and intensity that you are and the person next to you. And so we're all feeling a lot of the same things, but they're hitting us at different times. And so realizing that it's okay to be happy, it's okay to have good days and be positive and feel like you're just walking around with a swagger, like don't mess with Mr. Positive. I can handle anything, right? But it's also okay to have days where you don't change out of your pajamas and you just need to cry because you're not really sure why. Like, accept it. And realizing, and why am I starting with all this, is because the more that we can tap into what we're feeling physically, mentally, emotionally, that helps you in your journey with creating a healthier mindset around food and nutrition. It may not seem like it in the moment, but I can tell you right now, if when we fast forward, when we make it through on the other side of all this, you are going to feel so much more connected to your body in ways that you didn't even know was possible. So today we're going to talk specifically about movement. If you haven't already, I encourage you to go and listen to last week's episode where we talked about stress eating. And a lot of these same tips are going to tie into food, but we're specifically going to talk about movement and how that has changed. So for me, and I thought about this because actually the interview I was just on, she asked me, well, what does your fitness look like, right? People were asked, what's your fitness routine? And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, if I were to have experienced this pandemic, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, when I was going through the depth of what I can now say disordered eating, orthorexia, exercise addiction, I would be a mess right now. I don't know what I would have done if I wasn't able to go to the gym. Because mind you, that me back then, I was going to the gym at 5 a.m. I was going back to the gym at 5 p.m. Like, it was not unheard of for me to do 2-a-days most days because I would have to get my cardio in, but then I'd also have to get my lifts in. And, you know, for all these gyms to just close, I am so grateful that I'm at the point where I'm at with my relationship with exercise because I haven't felt that stress or anxiety or what am I going to do without that place? Because, you know, a gym was so much more for me at that time when I was going through it. It wasn't just a place to exercise. It was my escape. It was my, you know, drug. It was my way to just tune out everything and not deal with the other things going on in my life. And so if you're going through that right now where you're feeling lost, I hope that these tips help to bring you some peace. And again, recognizing kind of how we talked about last week, if you're in crisis mode, if you're in survival mode, reminding yourself that now may not be the best time for me to focus on fitness, to focus on nutrition. I may have other things that need to take priority, and I need to revisit the lens, revisit the relationship, the mindset, the beliefs that I do have around food and exercise. And I challenge you to challenge your relationship with food and exercise. So my first tip is I want you to ask yourself, very similar to what we talked about on last week, I'm telling you, just go back and listen because this all will really tie together. Just pause, go back, listen to it, and then come back to this episode. But asking yourself, what is it that I want to feel? If you're telling yourself, well, I want to feel smaller or lighter because of all the food that I just ate, that's not going to sustain you. That's not going to sustain you through the however long this is all going to happen, because that's not always, that's not a long-term motivator, right? So I'll give you an example. Monday night, I had a day. I was cranky. I was negative. You know, when you're in a funk and you just can't shake that bad mood and you even kind of accept it and you have that pep talk with yourself and you're like, but I'm still mad, but I'm still upset. I don't really know why. I'm just in a bad mood. Leave me alone. Give me my space. So Monday, I had planned, I don't even know what I planned to do. I don't remember. But I decided I just need to move. I just need to not think about whatever it is that I'm thinking about. I need to move my body. I need to laugh at myself and I need to put a smile on my face. So what did I do? I did a dance workout. Now, no joke, not too long ago when I was teaching at the YMCA, there's an instructor who teaches after me. His name is Xavier. Xavier is like a competitive dancer. He's got all the people with his hip hop cardio class. Like, he's the man. He is the dance man. And he said to me, you know, you're on the sub list for dance, right? And I like gave him a look like, excuse me. Yes, I know. I am well aware, but I couldn't be that mad at him because the reality is I am like last on the sub list. I can get you to move and you'll get a good ab workout, but let's be real. I'm a robot and I'm not a good dancer, but that doesn't matter. Dance is something that it's fun. Like, it makes you literally let loose. You physically have to loosen up your body in order to move, right? You can't be rigid when you're trying to learn a dance routine. And that physical, being able to let go of that physically, allows me personally to let go mentally and allows me to laugh at myself. And so I did a 30-minute dance workout and I felt so much better. I got exactly what I needed out of that workout. So maybe you just need a break. Maybe you need to feel less stressed. Maybe you need to feel strong. You need to feel challenged. I mean, what is that adjective that you want to feel today? And let your workouts reflect that. Let your workouts be a reflection of what it is that you want to feel mentally or emotionally. Number two, second tip. I want you to create a schedule, but just as we're doing with eating, give yourself a schedule for the routine, for the type A, check my box, let me feel accomplished, but give yourself permission for flexibility. So I'll give you an example of some of the kind of checklists or I guess schedules that I give myself is I don't really give myself a time of day that I'm going to exercise because every day I feel different. But I do tell myself, I'm going to move my body for at least 30 minutes a day, every single day. Most days. I say every single day because I know life will give me a rest day. But that's really important to me right now. And also getting outside is really high priority for me right now because I'm learning that the more I can get outside, the more I can get some vitamin D, sun in my face, away from a screen, outside, seeing humans, even though I'm not interacting with them, I'm socially distancing, but just seeing a smile, like for me right now, that's everything. And so for me, I've identified that those two pieces, if I can do those two things, a lot of these other feelings and things I want to feel just naturally occur. So what does that schedule need to look like for you? I also prefer to strength train twice a week. So I'm not really trying to follow a push-pull certain type of program, but I'm saying I'd like to lift some weights twice a week. Other days, I just want to move my body, whatever that looks like, giving myself permission to honor that feeling and let that be my goal. Now, the next tip in order to find some sustainability, we're headed into week 4. When you're listening to this, I think it's week 5 of being at home for many people. And so it's just, we're limiting interaction with humans. I mean, that's the fact. And if you're listening to Fit Friends Happy Hour, I know that you want community. You want other people who are going through this with you. And so it's really important that whatever you decide to be your fitness is that you find some sense of community. Now, there are so many different gyms, clubs, programs, instructors, trainers who are offering free fitness right now. So take advantage of that. This is your opportunity to try something new, to get outside your comfort zone, you know, to meet new people. I know at least in my circle, I was going to Orange Theory. They've got a Facebook group where they're doing free workouts. They've got different challenges that I'm trying to interact with some of them. My gym, Broad Ripple Fit Club, they're doing Zoom workouts all together. I've led some of those. I have a virtual gym. You're more than welcome to join that on Facebook with some instructors from actually across the country. What we do is we do live classes. And so there's Peloton where you can jump on a live class. Like there's so many different options to connect. And so if that's something that you really crave with fitness and that was really a motivator to you, find a friend, join some challenge. I know it can be overwhelming because there are so many different options out there. There are so many free things. So don't worry about like what's the right option. Just pick one. The best workout is the one that you'll do. So just pick one, commit to it, and maybe tell a friend or get somebody who you connect with in that group to hold you accountable at least every few days, check in on you. How are you feeling? How's the workout going? Because it adds to that sense of accomplishment and that sense of community, which it's human nature. It's what we crave. It's what we need, especially now more than ever. And the last thing I want you to remember is that you've got to slow down in order to speed up. I can guarantee there's many of you listening who feel some of that stress and anxiety that I talked about at the beginning of the episode. And it's hard. It's hard to slow down. I was listening to Christy Wright of Business Boutique. That's the Dave Ramsey personnel. She had a podcast last week that I listened to, and she asked the question, you know, are you a human doer or a human being? And I said, amen. I am a human doing. I don't like to slow down. I do not like it. And we have to adapt or we'll lose our mind. Like it is what it is, right? And so we can either fight it or we can adapt. And now is a time more than ever where I think the universe is telling us, universe, God, whoever, your higher power is telling us that we got to slow things down. We need to be present because if we just try to go, 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 we're going to get burnt out. And we've got to slow down in order to speed up. I personally am loving the ability to get more sleep, have a slower morning. You know, we're going on a lot of walks and getting outside. And yesterday I was on, Joey and I went for a walk. We just wandered the city for like 2 hours. And I had this vivid thought of, wow, I kept commenting on all the different trees. And here in the Midwest, all the trees are blooming and there's so many flowers and colors on all the trees. And I literally thought, I've never seen any of these flowers. And I think because, you know, the past, 3 years we've been here, I'm always glued to my phone. I'm there, I'm here, but I'm not here, right? I'm not present. I really struggle to just be in the moment. And I noticed the flowers for the first time. And that sounds so silly and ridiculous to say, but I challenge you to look at today, look at the rest of your day tomorrow, and just, what do you notice? What's something that you notice that you've never noticed before? And I think that really just ties in this podcast, my mission, everything that we're doing is I want you to understand that there's so much more to life than measuring your success by that number on the scale, than focusing on micromanaging everything you put in your mouth. There's so much more to life. And now, gosh, if you haven't learned that by now, something's got to change. So that's it for today's episode. Again, like I said, if you need somebody to connect with as far as fitness goes, check out our free gym. If you just search virtual gym or send me a DM, send me an email, whatever, you guys know how to get a hold of me. I'll send you the link to join. If you're a runner, I have a running program. There's actually a code. I think if you just search the code FFHH at katiehake.com/shop, I think that gets you 50% off. I will verify if you just go to the link in our show notes, I'll have the code there because squirrel, I promise we'll get it on there by the time you're listening to this episode. And I hope to see you over on our Facebook page. And really, I just want to connect. I want to hear what it is that you're going through, how I can help. What more do you need to put in your ears during this time to help get you through? We're in it together. We'll get through it and we'll be better for it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.